We had a fire yesterday, a gorse fire in the Fulcarra area yesterday afternoon. The fire was in the Dunmore area, which was on the back road to Fulcarra via Muckies. And the Fulcarra Brigade were alerted to it shortly after 12:21. And they were in attendance at the incident until about 20 to 6. They were also assisted by a brigade from Gidore and one unit from Letterkenny.
With the good weather set to continue, it does pose an increased possibility of these gorse fires occurring. What measures can people take to prevent them from happening?
Well, there's a number of steps that people can take to mitigate the possibility of a fire spreading or arising. First of all, they can ensure that there's no live products of combustion, such as, for example, ashes put out. And if they are put out in the open, that they're binned in a metal bin. If people are camping, if they are lighting fires, they should light fires in an area where there's no possibility of the fire spreading, and they should ensure that the fires are extinguished. Lit cigarettes or matches should not be discarded. They should be stamped out or preferably put into a metal container. Vegetation in and around houses, particularly gorse, should be cut back to ensure that there's a sterile area around the houses, so that if the area is involved in a fire, the chances of the fire spreading to the houses is reduced. People should also be aware that while brigades are involved in fighting gorse fires, that they're not immediately available to respond to other requests for assistance, such as, for example, house fires, road traffic collisions, etc. And this has the possibility of people's property being damaged, people sustaining an injury in their house or possibly loss of life. And similarly, if people are in need of fire brigade assistance at a road traffic accident, obviously you want to get that assistance to them as soon as possible. And if the brigade is tied up at a gorse fire, that assistance will be delayed. So that is possible implications for the people involved in road traffic collisions as well. So the consequences of gorse fires extend beyond the damage to the areas involved in the fires.